Hello, and welcome to the Podcast of Steel. Here, I share news, reviews, my adventures, interviews, and more. You can always expect some Superman content from this show, but I'm a lover of all things geeky, so you never know what you're going to get. Now, let's leap into action with a brand new episode of the Podcast of Steel.
Well, it's time. It's another episode of the Podcast of Steel. If you're not watching this on YouTube, then you should be, because today I'm speaking with Batman, technically, but really it's Mo, a fantastic cosplayer from the South Coast, a guy I've been speaking to for about a year, and I feel we're going to have a great chat. Mo, welcome to the Podcast of Steel, sir.
Hello.
You've made the effort. You're looking fantastic. I'm rocking some Batman today myself. I thought I better make an effort. You've clearly gone above and beyond, as you always do. You are looking fantastic, Mo. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I've been looking forward to this interview.
Same.
I met you earlier on in the year when we were talking about Ports of Comic-Con, which we will get to eventually. And there was something about you that I needed to know more about. And I know some, but on this podcast today, I'm hopefully going to find out a lot more about you and what makes you tick as a cosplayer. So if you could share your origin story with the listeners and the watchers, because I'm still not over this yet. I'm speaking with Batman. This is amazing.
Well, it's quite an interesting one, and cosplay is quite integral into it. Basically, I used to weigh 160 kilos. Mm-hmm. So I was very, very overweight. And one day I was just like, I got to make a change. And my inspiration was Batman. I was like, I want to become Batman. And that was it. Basically, I started hitting the gym. I lost like 40 kgs in the first 4 months or so. Obviously, the bigger you are, the faster it drops at the beginning. And I just worked towards it until November 2022, where I ordered my first bat suit. And I got that in August the next year. And it was like October, my first outing as Batman. And ever since then, I've been cosplaying mainly Batman. I do other things. Obviously, you've seen me as Superman.
I have.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite ones. It's very easy to wear. It's very cooling because, you know, literally like, you know, the collarbones out.
Yeah, that's it. It's a bit different in them with the amount of weight and material that you've got on you, but you look fantastic in both. So yeah, that's quite the journey. As origin stories go, Mo, that's impressive to say the least. And that Batman was your inspiration for that was fantastic. Yeah. And clearly he's still inspiring you today. So what was that exercise and fitness regime like for you? Clearly it must have been a challenge.
Originally, I'll be honest, there was not much exercise past walking, because at that weight, everything's super difficult just to, you know, to do. It was mostly changing my diet, eating less, walking, including lots of walking. Once I had become a bit more light and able to, you know, go do things, I joined a gym. Started working out on my own, just watching YouTube videos and stuff. Actually at that gym, I saw an old friend from university. This is my university back home in Qatar, because I originally did like a year there before coming to Portsmouth to do my undergrad. And he became a personal trainer. So he ended up training me for 3-4 months. And then after that, I was able to pick up on my own. And since then, I've just been learning more. I go to the gym every other day now, lifting heavy, eating lots of protein. it's literally what I think Batman does. It's working out and just sitting in the dark.
that's not a bad way to live. I mean, if it's working for you, Mo. So if it works, go with it. I love the charm that you have and how you relate that part of the comic world to your own journey, and how I'm sure Batman is incredibly proud of the impact that he has had on your life. So what was that like for you? Obviously, you lost all that weight, and then pretty much you were a very different appearance. And then you had to leave another comfort zone when you time to put on that bat suit for the first time. What was that like putting it on in private, but then going out and wearing that in the outside public world.
It's insane, especially there's two comparisons to it. So number one is actual cons, you know, like MCM, MegaCon, Portsmouth Con, and then there's charity events as well. Very two different sides of the same coin. But when you go to Comic-Con, where you know other cosplayers are there to show off their own creations, their own cosplays, you do get a lot of appreciation. And you find fellow cosplayers who relate, and they you feel like a sense of endearment towards each other and stuff like that. But for me, it's the charity events that really bring like a good feeling to your heart, because you're doing it for people. You're not doing it for yourself. Like, I'll be honest, there's a little selfishness in there, you know, that little I've done some good, you know. I'll tell you something. So I did a charity event for Easter Sunday in Basildon, and it was a selfish thing for me, I'll be honest, because they had the four Batmobiles. They had the 1966, the Michael Keaton, the Tumbler, and they had the Batman versus Superman. And yeah, like a huge lineup. And I was excited, and I talked to them because my friend, All or Nothing Cosplay, James Dealey, he's the Joker there. And they're like,
Fantastic Joker is a fantastic Joker.
he is.
I will include some photographs in these posts about you, and we will touch on that relationship you have momentarily. But yeah, he's a great guy.
He's one of my best friends for sure. And he talked to them about me being Batman, and they're like, oh, sorry, we have two Batmen already. So what else do you have? I'm like, I can do Superman. So I ended up doing Superman. And I'll be honest, when I got there and I saw the four cars, I was like, oh, I wish I was Batman. And I was kind of, you know, like in a bit of a little sour mood. And this little kid just sees me, and he's wearing a Superman t-shirt, and he screams, Superman, and he runs over and hugs my legs. And I was like, yeah, this is fine. And
I mean, yeah,
halfway.
you missed out on the photographs with, you know, the Batmobile was in that Batman suit, but yeah, you got a good memory out of it, which is what important.
It still get the thing is though, it does get better. Halfway through the show, the two Batmen left. So they're like, do you mind? Because I told them I brought my bat suit if I could get some pictures at the end. They're like, do you mind doing it? And I jumped in, and the reaction was insane. Like, I literally took an hour to get from the changing room to the cars because all the kids wanted photos. So I ended up in all the cars as well. Posing in front of the cars for people to take photos, me and Dealey. Yeah, it was amazing. Like, the thing is though, at the same time I'm having fun, but I'm also doing this for the kids because they believe I'm Batman. Like, me and my friend, because he's my one of my best friends, we went and sat down to have some food, and the kids are like, why are you sitting with the Joker? He's your enemy. I'm like, no, we're not gonna fight today because you kids are
Nice. I love that.
here.
I love that. But that's what I can touching on Portsmouth Comic Con. I met you at a sort of one of their social events that they had before the con, where a few of the other cosplayers came down and sort of did some social events. And I thought, this is I got to see a side of you then. It was a more personal side. I was keen to see how you would be both as Batman as and Superman at Portsmouth Comic Con. And both interactions were fantastic because you really embrace that character. You stand differently, you walk differently, you use your body in different ways. And that's something that I really admire to see. So when you say stepping out into the world as Batman or Superman, do you sort of get into a different mindset?
Definitely, 100%. There were like I told you, that event, other charity events, I tend to do Superman at the beginning of the day and then Batman at the end. So usually I can feel the difference because when I'm Superman, I'm like, I'm happy to be in the sun, I'm happy to be out and about. When I'm Batman, I'm like, where's the shade? And you know, I'm just
When
standing in
I love
it.
that. It's just you're on the cusp of getting just a little bit grumpy, a little bit impatient, and that's when the cowl goes on,
Exactly.
the jaw gets a little bit more clenched, and you're ready to be moody. I love that. And Yeah, there were some fantastic pictures on you of those Guildhall steps at Portsmouth of the Comic Con. It looked like, you know, a hall of justice or a courthouse, and you used your space very well. Fantastic poses, great interactions with friends and families and kids all weekend on. So, as an ambassador for Portsmouth Comic Con, thank you for your time there. I'm hoping you're going to be back again next year.
I'd be happy to.
Wonderful stuff. But yeah, it's a great con. But seeing you come alive in those moments and interacting with the public, it was clear that these costumes, they are a part of you now. And along with your very, very inspiring health journey, you must have gained more confidence along the way. How
Definitely.
do you feel when you see yourself in these majestic costumes?
Honestly, it's still very hard to believe that's me, 100%. I still struggle a lot with body dysmorphia, so sometimes when I look in the mirror, I'm like, is that really me? You know? I remember I had this, it's very clear to me. It's a year ago now, 2 years ago actually. I turned the corner. I was here in Portsmouth. I was visiting friends, and I turned the corner and there's by the hotel, the Premier Hotel, and they have a glass window. And I saw a reflection and I was like, oh, that's me. You know, it's still hard to remember that that's me. And when I see these photos and stuff, I don't see myself. I see Batman, I see Superman. I don't see me cosplaying. I see the character because I try to be that character when I'm in that situation. We had a con recently, Secret Con, at the bunker in World War, old World War II bunker. A little north here in Portsmouth. And when I did Batman, because it's dark and it's, you know, I was just lurking in the shadows, literally just standing in the shadows, waiting for people to walk by, and I just step out, just like walk past them, just create a little shock and horror, you know, because it's interesting because in Portsmouth sometimes I do wear the suit and just walk around at night for fun. I am that
Really?
guy.
Oh, okay. I need to see this happen.
Yeah, so sometimes when I turn a corner, there are some people that get terrified. They see Batman, they get scared. And I found that very interesting psychologically. I'm like, why are they scared of Batman? Why wouldn't they be like, oh, it's Batman?
We're safe.
Yeah,
Don't be scared.
so,
We're safe now. And I've another thing that I've admired about you as well. You've got a fantastic eye when it comes to where to pose and where to look like Batman, whether you're looking on a rooftop or standing on perched up somewhere. There's some interesting and unique architecture in Portsmouth, and I think you've used pretty much every exciting location. And yeah, but I do want to see you walking around the streets of Portsmouth in that suit. We need to do a documentary of that one night soon, Mo.
I'd love that because I'll tell you something. When I first was getting ready to do my first con as Batman, I was just seeing all these locations that give me Gotham. Like, it sounds funny. When I first did my first photo shoot walking around Portsmouth and, you know, finding these locations, you know where the Taco Bell is near the
I
end of the
do.
road, a commercial
Yes.
road? Yeah. So
Yes.
there's a little alley between it and the dim sum restaurant. And I was like, kind of looks like Crime Alley, you
It
know?
does. There's a few areas of Portsmouth that have got some rather interesting alleys. So yeah, but that one in particular is like a perfect comic book alley.
Exactly. And so me and my friend, we went down to shoot there, and the cooks saw me through the window and they came out for selfies. And then they went back and got their manager as well. And she's like, oh, can I get a selfie? I'm like, hell yeah, go for it. And she was like, do you guys want free food? I'm like, excuse me, hell yeah. Give me some
Yes.
quesadillas, please.
It's Batman just going down and having some Taco Bell and some dim sum.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Love that. Love that. And but that's, you know, that's part of it. You enjoy yourself when you are these characters. You embrace them. You help bring them to life. But then they're in a split moment, you're able to switch back into Mo mode, where you're friendly and you're charming and you're willing to answer questions about the costume. And I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, another person that I would like to talk about in this particular episode, hopefully we will get him on to speak soon, but it is a fantastic photographer who I got to meet when you came to a Portsmouth Comic Con. And I've got his details here, JRE Cosplay Photography on Instagram. There will be links in this podcast, but let's talk about James. or as I like to call him, Alfred.
Yes, he made a great Alfred finally. We've been talking about this for months as a joke.
Yes.
Well, he thought of it as a joke. I was talking seriously, but he thought of it as a joke. He's like, "Nah, I'm just kidding." And I was like, "No, you got to do it." Especially since we went to SecretCon at this manor, and they're like, "Oh, you got to do it." He's great. I met him a few months, like over 6 months ago now, and he's a Portsmouth local as well. And we had met at a con at the end of the day, and I was so exhausted, so dehydrated from a long day that I literally did not see anything but his shoes. I was like looking down,
Looking
and I was with
downwards.
I was like with my friend Dealey, and he had shot with him in the morning, so they were talking about their shoots and stuff, and I was like, I just want to go home. And we finished up, and then afterwards I saw he was posting that he's never shot a proper Batman, and I was like, well, you can shoot me. And then he's like, when's your next con? And we talked about, and then we missed each other at
Oh.
that con, which is hilarious because I shot with his partner at the same time, who's an amazing co Harley cosplayer and Punchline cosplayer, Harry. And she does, we did a shoot together where I was Superman and Dealey was Batman, and we had like a big rogues gallery as well.
Wow.
And I didn't recognize her at that time because I was like, I know her, but where from? And apparently he walked past us and was going to come say hi once we were done, and we literally forgot it, like
Oh.
missed each other again. So the next month we hung out, we shot literally outside my building right here in central Portsmouth, and ever since then we've just been hanging out. I've kind of inspired him to hit the gym, so we go to the gym together as well. So I'm trying to get him into that buff Alfred physique, you know.
Fantastic. Yeah, because I saw you both I say at one of those Portsmouth Comic Con social events, and you were talking, and I could see the chemistry between you, and yeah, the jokes about him being your Alfred at the time were there, but I'm so glad now. I will share some of the photographs that you've shared recently of you as Batman and James as Alfred, because it just works. There's a dynamic there, but you've clearly got a lot of respect, and there's a lot of love there between the two of you, but
Definitely.
you've got his creative eye, but to see him in front of the camera, which is very different for him to be, it just works. And it's a cosplay that you don't see many Alfreds, but he
We
does it
just talked
very
about this
well.
today. Yeah, we just talked about it. I'm like, the reason is because the post is doing really well as well. He didn't expect it to. He's like, oh, I'm in it, you know, I'm horrible, blah blah blah. You know, always self-deprecation. It's just because it's so unique, and you can tell the chemistry between us. We're comfortable. We have that close relationship. So in that photo, you can tell. I
It's
feel.
there. It's there. You can tell. I've always been a big fan of Alfred, or whether it's been Pennyworth. It's something there that just works. In the most recent the Caped Crusader series, I thought Pennyworth and Alfred in that was fantastic. But the relationship that you have with James, I think if we can just get him a permanent little silver tray that he walks around with, just with some milk and cookies on, it's gonna be a perfect touch, Mo. A perfect touch. What have been
definitely.
some of your favorite memories from cons?
Oh, I got some good ones, and I got like an amazing one that happened only in, I think, 2 months ago now.
Really? Well, let's share as many as you like, Mo.
We'll start out with the earlier ones.
Okay.
So at the first con I went to, I befriended Tom and Phil from AE Alter Ego Studios. They make the bat cowls, some of the bat cowls I wear.
All right, okay.
I'll
Oh,
show
wow.
you one of them.
More show and tell. Fantastic. Wowzers.
So this amazing thing, this is the one I wore in the photo with
Yes.
James. It's literally my favorite one. I have it right here on a stand next to me because I like it staring at me and reminding me I'm Batman.
I love that motivation. That's fantastic.
And it's just I spent a day with them. We ended up going to this place that is so unfortunate it closed down. It was I don't know if you've heard of it. It's the Iceberg Lounge, basically. It was called
Yes.
Parkview.
Yeah, Park Row in London.
Oh, Park
Yeah.
Row.
I went there a couple of times when it first opened up, and a few times over the years. But yeah, it's closed now. Absolute shame.
So disappointing because I was hoping to go at the last MCM, but
Oh.
it turns out it had closed already. But we went there and we had like a great time. The lunatics dancing on the bar, and you know, I like you felt like you were literally in the Iceberg Lounge. So that was a great memory. The next one was MCM Birmingham, I believe. Yeah, that was it. I dressed up as Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid and met the voice actor, and
Oh.
he just loved the cosplay and he complimented me on it, and it's a core memory from now
I
on.
bet. Did you happen to have a cardboard box at the time?
I did not. I really wanted to bring one,
Yeah.
but I
Nice,
literally didn't
easy
have the
prop.
space.
That's it. Next time, buddy. Next time, take the cardboard box with you.
It's great because when I told him about like my story and how much Solid Snake meant to me, he was like, he just like went around the table. He just like gave me a hug, and then he
Magic.
put his hand on my shoulder and he just leans in. He's like, "Remember, Mo, you're pretty good." And he said it in Solid Snake's voice.
Oh.
I have that in my mind forever. And then as soon as we finished that, the people who run MCM came over. They're like, "Do you guys mind being in a video with David?" And I was like,
Oh.
"Oh, yes, please. Yes, please." So literally, if you go on MCM and you look up one of their older videos with David Hayter sneaking around in a box, I'm right at the end pointing at my photo with him. So
Oh, dude.
that's an amazing memory for sure.
Good memories.
Another one is MegaCon London. Me and James Dealey, we decided to do a role reversal. So first day I'd be Superman, he'd be Batman, and then the next day we switch.
Okay.
And it was just fun because you could see such a dichotomy of both sides. Because one day you're Superman, one day you're Batman, and you're with someone who's the opposite. It just created
Wow,
this
yeah.
dynamic that was really,
I bet.
really insightful, you
Did you
know?
sort of wake up with a bit of a different, again, a different mood, different, right? Today I'm going to be a bit brighter, or today
Yes.
I'm going to be a bit more grumpier. That's a great way of
It's
doing it.
so true. It's so true how it affects you. Because when you're in the cowl, I watched a video of Christian Bale recently talking about the bat suit in the first film, Batman Begins. And he was like, it gives you a headache and you start getting agitated and impatient, and it feeds into the character. I was like, yeah, it does. You know, because by the end of the day, when you're in that suit, you're literally Batman. You're like, get out of my way. I'm done.
I'm done. Get
Where
rid of
are
them.
they?
Oh, fantastic, buddy. Fantastic.
And my obviously this is going to be the biggest memory.
Yes, please.
So this was at Secret Con, the prison, and I was wearing my Arkham Knight suit, and it was the first time I was wearing it at a con that was not MCM or something where it's a bit more rough and tumble. The location isn't obviously not just hallways and air conditioned and everything's just easy. So that suit is ex like super heavy. I would say the whole suit, it's at least 7 kilos in weight. Like the undersuit alone, I gave it to
Yeah.
James Evans to hold, and his arm just goes down. Like he can still hold it, but he's struggling. Just the undersuit, that's not including the armor, the cape, the cowl, the
Oh.
neck seal. It's exhausting. And the heat, it was June, you know? So at the end of June, I was melting inside. And let's just say I had a bit too much fun at the after party the night before. And the next day, I really didn't want to. I really didn't want to go into con. And I was
Yeah.
like to James Dealey, I was like, I'm gonna chill. Maybe I'll come after. And then my
Yeah.
friend Allie and her partner Morgan, they were gonna leave early. So they said, if you don't come out in like the next 20 minutes, you're gonna miss saying goodbye to us. So I quickly put the suit on,
Good
got
boy.
out. Yeah, we had breakfast together. They set off, and then we went to the con, which was like right across the road, and I was still feeling it, so I took stuff off and I'm sitting chilling. And then this Harley cosplayer comes up to me and she's like, my friend, she's Catwoman, she'd like to do this video where she's on some ropes, she swings off of them, and you catch her midair. And I was like, yo, I'm not really in the physical and mental ability state to do that right now. But I saw them and I was like, I'll do it, you know? I'm
Do
Batman, you know, I can't let them down.
it.
So I put everything back on. I go do that video. We go do a shoot afterwards. Me, Dealey was Hush that day. He made such an amazing Hush as well. And we shot like group shots and stuff. And I chatted with the Catwoman for a bit. And now she's my girlfriend of 1 month and a couple. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Mo. Oh, love
Yeah.
that.
Exactly.
Ah. Well
So
done. Well
literally.
done for leaving that story till last. She's going to be
Yeah.
impressed. I see how that
Exactly.
brain's working. That's that Bruce Wayne brain coming up on
It's
top,
yeah,
Mo.
exactly. Yeah. Yeah, she'll love this.
I agree. That was the best story you could have possibly told. But no, that
Yeah.
is special. I love
Yeah.
that, how that connection for this, you know, this hobby that started from a health journey into this, into stepping out into new comfort zones and other journeys in your life. That's fantastic. Couldn't have asked for better stories, Mo. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
So
Thank
yes,
you.
let's James Dealey. Let's get into James Dealey. I wanna learn more about him from you
Yes.
before he comes on the show.
Definitely.
How did you meet James, another fantastic cosplayer?
So basically, I remember I was with Tom and Phil from AE
Yes.
Cosplays, and basically I was spending the day with them because it was my first con, didn't know anyone. It was their first con in years to go, and they were going as, you know, networking to try and, you know, because it's their business, so they're trying to get, you know, people to see their product. I was a walking advertisement because I was wearing their suit,
There
their
you go.
cowl, and as we're walking, Dealey was Superman on that day, and he had a Batman with him, who I've completely replaced now. But anyways, and then he ha we had if you've heard of him, Saddle Up on
Yes,
Instagram.
I have, yes.
So he was with us as well, and we decided to do a quick little video of Superman versus three Batmen, just quickly, like as if like everything's moving in slow-mo and he's just taking us out. We did that clip, said hi and bye, and we took each other's details, and we just moved on. Didn't see him again for the whole con. A month after, he started posting that he's doing Christmas Joker for MCM Birmingham. And I was like, well, I'm doing Batman. I can put on a Christmas hat and join you guys. And we ended up doing a shoot together. As things go at con, it doesn't always work out the way you planned it. We had some technical difficulties. Some people dropped out last minute. It didn't work out just right. But we spent the day, like most of the day together. And then the
Okay.
next day, we spent the whole day together. I was Batman. He was Batman Who Laughs that day. So it kind of
Yes.
worked. And we were both dying in the suits. We were sweating and, you know, dehydrated. So in that very vulnerable state of mental health right there, because we're dying, we just started talking really deeply about life and stuff. And I was like,
Wow.
oh, I kind of like this guy a lot. And then we just ended up just chatting. This was in December. We planned MegaCon, where we were switching Batman and Superman, and we spent the whole weekend together. And after that, we did I did the charity event with him. We did a couple cons together as well. I think we did MegaCon Birmingham as well. And we just spend the time together. We either match, sometimes we don't match. Like one day I was Batman still, he was Buggy the Clown from One Piece. It doesn't really, you know, come into the equation. Oh, that we match, so we hang out. We don't match, we separate, because we're friends,
Yes.
best friends at this point. So he's a great guy. He's been doing cosplay now at least 10 years, if not more. He's like one of the OGs of the community. He's done everything from anime to comics to film to multiple things. He does it for a job as well, like on the side. His main job is something else. I don't know if I should divulge. It's a
Okay,
secret identity.
I will get the information out of him when he comes on the show, Mo. Don't worry about
And
that.
on the weekends, he sometimes does children's parties as Thor or Captain America,
Yes, I've seen
Hulk.
he's got quite a few costumes in his cosplay wardrobe, but
Exactly.
again, like you can see him come alive. Yes, you're both fantastic at taking photographs and getting that still image, but when you are both on video or at an event where there are people there to enjoy your costumes, you come alive. You really bring those characters to life. And I've seen his Joker. I've seen a few of his other characters as well. I would like to see him as Superman. I want to see what he can do in that suit. Because just like yourself, you transform in the moment to interact with different people in different
Definitely.
moods, in different locations. So I'm looking forward to learning more about James in the future. That's going to be a fantastic one. So, as a fantastic and, you know, you've been cosplaying for a while, what advice could you give to somebody that wanted to get into this magical world of cosplay?
Well, the first thing I'd say is very important is don't take it too seriously. There's a big issue in the cosplay community where people they gatekeep, They try to own certain characters. They try to downplay other people who share their character. The thing is, though, nobody owns these except, the literal companies that own them. And even them, they've given us permission mostly to be these characters and
Yes.
to cosplay. The reason I say mostly is obviously some people get some strikes against their accounts due to films and stuff coming out, but that's something else. But basically, nobody really owns this. When something creative comes out into the world, it belongs to the world at that point. It's part of the zeitgeist, the world culture. You don't really get to say, "Oh, I'm Daredevil. Oh, I'm Batman. Oh, I'm Superman. Oh, I'm Harley." Especially if something's popular, you're gonna see it everywhere. So don't feel like I relate to Batman so much. I have like a tattoo I designed on my of a bat logo on my like on my shoulder right here. I relate to Batman. I have like 10 cowls around my room right now, but I don't own Batman. I wish I did. I'd make a lot of money. But anyway, but it's just take it seriously, have fun, ask questions, be safe, especially be safe. There's a lot of we have a lot of toxic people. We have a lot of predators as well in this community, as is with I have to bring this up. I know it's not very fun, but
No, please do.
as Batman, you have to mention justice and safety. It's really important to take care because there are some people out there that specifically they're in this community just to prey upon people. I've seen this and I've heard stories. Especially since there's a lot of young people, and we all deal with our own mental health issues. Some people, they have a hard time saying no because of trauma as a child if they say no. Some people are people pleasers, so they'll agree to stuff that makes them very uncomfortable. It's important to always have a friend you can trust with you. Even me, I like to take a friend, not for safety, because I'm pretty capable. I used to be in the army. But it's mainly for comfortability, to be able to feel comfortable doing these things. And that affects stuff a lot. If I feel like I'm in a situation where I don't feel very comfortable, I sometimes find myself not performing as well as from my point of view. But I feel like for most people, safety is important to bring someone with you. I would say literally, it's number one, safety. Because the community has a lot of issues. Number two is just have fun. Don't be too serious. Don't get into the interpolitics of this person did this, that
Yeah.
person did that. It's gonna kill the joy so quickly. Comparison is the killer of joy,
Oh,
And
fantastic quote, Mo. Fantastic. You've got the wisdom of Bruce Wayne and Alfred and Clark Kent and Superman, yet you're saying all the right things for me, Mo. Ugh.
thank you. I try. I really do try to be a beacon of hope and justice. I really do. I try to embody that. I do. When I wear the cowl or the suit or the cape, I always think I need to do this character justice because when I was a kid, I grew up with the Super Friends, the cartoon, and
Yes.
they'd always give advice and stuff like that. So I feel
They're
like
all about here, the Super Friends.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I saw that. That's probably what sparked the memory. But I always loved that, how they would give you advice on how to be a good person and a good friend and take care of others. And I like to pass that on as well. Like it's free to be kind. It doesn't cost anything.
Beautifully put. Beautifully put. And that's fantastic advice. I like the fact that, yes, you said you are quite capable of looking after yourself, but it's going on these adventures, as you put it. You're going out to cosplay events to photograph. You want other people to enjoy that with you. You want to have the moment better by sharing that with other like-minded people. So that's a
Exactly.
beautiful way of putting it. I really do enjoy that. Now, I'd hate to think that somebody were to be a were to be to break into your property, but I've got these visions now of you sort of at night, just lit up by your computer screen. Somebody breaks in and sees all these Batman cowls going around the top, and then you turn around with darkened eyes, and they would know in an instant they've made a huge mistake.
So many people have made that joke, really. So many people. They're like, because as soon as you open my door, you just see the cowl. It's the first thing you see. My flatmate made that joke. Like, they're gonna open the door, they're gonna slam it and run away immediately.
It's a good
But
deterrent.
yeah,
It's a good deterrent. That's what I
exactly.
mean. So,
But
how
it's
many?
okay.
Oh, sorry, carry
Yeah.
on.
No, I was gonna say, I got a couple lightsabers here as well. So
So you've got it all. Now that's a cosplay mashup. We get some Batman lightsaber fights going on. That'd be wonderful to
I've
see.
already done that actually.
Oh, he's got it up there. He knows what's coming on.
For May the 4th, yeah. And I'm
Oh.
gonna do it at Star Wars Celebration. I'm doing a Bat Jedi, Batman
Really?
Jedi, yeah, in
Long
Japan.
oh. Okay. Are you
Yeah.
going to Japan for that one?
Yes. Me and
Dude,
Delia are
that's
going actually.
fantastic. You will have to
Yeah.
come on the podcast when you're back to tell me all about
Definitely.
that
I would love
amazing
to.
event. That'd be a great
Definitely.
double feature episode. How many costumes do you have in your whole collection, Mo?
Just as Batman, I have eight.
Eight. Just
Eight
eight, you know.
suits. Yeah.
Just eight. One for every day of the week and one for
Yeah.
laundry day.
Yeah, exactly. One just in case I spill a little blood on this one. I have eight bat suits. I have one Superman. I'm getting the new Superman as well. Because it just looks too good. I never got people who didn't like it. They didn't give it a chance. I think it's gonna look good, and it already looks good to me. I think
Good boy.
on the big screen it's gonna be different. That's the thing. You gotta wait.
We've not really seen it. We've only seen one official photograph, and
Yes.
it's caused some controversy behind the scenes. And I think that may be why they released that particular image.
It gets conversations going.
It does, and it looks like
Yeah.
it looks like he's been, beaten up, that he's had a rough day. To
Yeah.
me, that photograph, he's not taking his boots off, but he's just sat down after having some big intergalactic battle, and he's about to sit down and take his boots off, but then he sees something else kick off outside, and he's thinking, right, back to it. Another 9 to 5 moment.
Yeah, that's exactly the thought I had. Is he's literally just sat down, took the boot, and the boot's not even come off. He
Yes,
just
it.
slipped it off a bit, and then he looks at it, he's like, "Oh, okay, here we go
Here
again."
we go again.
Yeah.
So what is it that you like about this new suit, Mo?
For me, it gives off classic Superman vibes. That's the main thing. It feels like this is a Superman. And this is why I'm trusting James Gunn so much, is this is a Superman that people love. It's a Superman that when they see him flying over, they smile, rather than Zack Snyder's Superman, where they see him, they're like, uh-oh, city's about to get demolished again. You know, he's the guy that, because I've seen some leaked behind the scenes stuff, he's the guy who'll go save a cat.
Yeah, I mean, it's impossible. I mean, I've always said the only images that I will share on my pages
Yeah.
are official images.
Yeah.
Firstly, I don't want to upset Superman's boss, i.e.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers and DC Comics. I don't
Yeah,
want to upset
exactly.
those people, funnily enough.
No.
But I've tried over the years so hard to avoid spoilers, to avoid looking at things before I'm supposed to see them.
Yeah.
But sadly now it's come to a point where people will just tag me in a post, or they
Yeah.
will directly send me video or footage. So I've seen some stuff that probably shouldn't have been seen by the
I
public yet,
know.
but
I
I'm
know.
happy, as you are, for seeing those situations. So it's definitely given me hope for the
Yeah,
future.
as it should. He's a symbol of hope.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah.
You know your Superman, which is why I knew you'd be a fantastic guest, even if you did
Thank
make me
you.
wear a Batman t-shirt. But we won't get into
Yeah.
that. So yes, we've got the new film coming out, and you've got a costume coming for that. How long do you think that will be before you get your hands on that one?
It should be a couple of months, but it's gonna be worth it.
It will.
I'm hoping I can get an invite to the premiere. That would be
Okay.
something.
It would be
Wear it there.
something indeed.
Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
I've always wanted to see a cinema filled with people in Superman t-shirts.
Yeah.
When I was at San Diego Comic Con recently, all their t-shirts and merch sold out straight away.
Yeah.
And a little part of my brain thought, well, if I was in charge of Warner Brothers marketing or DC Comics marketing, I would have given everybody, as they walked through the doors, a Superman t-shirt, just a freebie. Put that
Yeah.
on, just to have
Yeah.
a whole Comic Con of people in Superman t-shirts.
Yeah.
That'll be the goal for me for one day. But I would love to see you in that suit at the premiere. And
I would love
if I can somehow make that happen, I will get on my hands and knees and beg every single contact that I
that.
know to get you
Oh,
there. But when the
you're
suit
too
come
kind.
when the suit does arrive, you need to let me know, because there are a few places in Portsmouth that I don't think you've been aware of just yet. Even though you've got a very good
Yeah.
eye, there's a few places that I've seen that are
Yes.
just itching for a photograph of you as Superman and Batman.
I would love that.
There's one particular building that some people in Portsmouth might not know about, but it's when this is like a for the people that are from Portsmouth, they will understand this part of the podcast. There's a building when you leave Portsmouth and get onto the motorway. It used to be an office building, but there's a window in the top that is in the shape of the Superman logo.
Yes, I've seen that.
For years, I've always daydreamed that that's someone's sort of penthouse slash office or fortress of solitude. If we can get a picture of you in that building.
Oh, I'd love that.
But again, there's very interesting architecture around Portsmouth and the South Coast where that suit would just look perfect. So when you've got the costume, let me know. We'll have a day out with James slash Alfred and we'll take some fantastic shots.
Definitely. Looking forward to it.
What is next for you, Mo? What's going on in the world of you and Batman Superman?
Well, for me, the next thing is October MCM. I'm doing very little DC, actually. Okay. I'm doing one day of DC compared to my usual all 3 days, if not two. I'm doing Wolverine on the first. I'm doing classic Wolverine rather than the film.
Oh, have you shared that yet?
No. It's not ready yet.
Oh, no details to be shared yet. But once I hit stop on this recording, you will tell me everything, Mo.
It's mainly the main work that I'm putting towards it is at the gym, trying to get the biceps just, you know, sleeveless. So it has to be, you know, you have to be ready to flex.
Yes.
I'm actually matching with my girlfriend throughout the day. So she's doing, because she doesn't like to follow trends, but she likes to follow some. So she's doing Gwenpool rather than Deadpool. So classic Wolverine and Gwenpool. She's even got herself like a bubble rifle to shoot bubbles out at people. Then the next day we're doing Arkham Knight Batman and Arkham Knight Catwoman to like a callback to the way we met, but like doing it properly. Because when I met her, she was doing Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. So it didn't really match, but it works.
It does work. I mean, does she still do Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman as she is just here? One of my favorite Catwomen was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
She's one of the best, in my opinion.
Yes. Like, don't tell the girlfriend.
And then on the Sunday, I'm doing Mando. And well, I don't want to say because she's not allowed me to say, but she's matching.
Okay, that's all we need to know so far.
That's enough information.
That's enough for now. Don't get in trouble with the boss. Don't get
No.
How big are your suitcases when you travel, Mo?
I usually take one big one and one small one.
Okay.
Like a carry-on. So literally it's all my luggage. At MCMA, I took this bat suit. As you can tell, it's quite bulky.
Yeah.
And you've seen it in person, so you know how much there is to it.
It takes up room.
Yeah, and then my Arkham Knight as well. That's even bulkier than this and heavier. And then I took Nightwing. Nightwing, thank God, is like...
Yeah, you can roll that up. That's just
exactly.
It's like a pair of pajamas.
Exactly. I just put it into my backpack. But I had Eskrima sticks as well, so that was... in the backpack sticking out the whole time. I'm worrying about Japan, to be honest, because I'm like, oh God, I'm going to have to take this internationally.
Yeah.
And the plan for that is I'm doing Mando, and then I'm doing Clone Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi. So did you see the animated one that's the 2D one?
Yes.
Do you know when Obi-Wan's in that full clone trooper armor with the cape?
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah, you've got a good eye. I like the fact that the costumes and the thought process that goes into your costume choosing, it's not always the ones that everybody else does. It's the ones that you like the look of and want to put your own twist on. So that'll be a fantastic one to see.
I love doing that personally. Like, it's one of my things is that I like, for example, nobody's done Kill the Justice League Batman yet, at least not as well as this.
Okay.
I think I was pretty much the first one to properly do it. It sounds like contradictory to say you don't own that character, but it's not about that. It's about making it my own, you know, rather than I own it. This is my own version of it.
Yes. And that's, I think that's, you know, that's not you gatekeeping, as it were. That's you with not your Well, almost it's your attention to detail, but knowing that you've got a vision in your head that how you want to be seen, how you want this
Exactly.
costume to be taken, and how you want this character that you adore to be portrayed. So the
Exactly.
attention to detail there is, I've got a lot of respect for that.
And like with the Obi-Wan Kenobi that I mentioned, for me, when I watched that, because it's like what, 5 episodes and they're all like 22 minutes, they released it on DVD and I rewatched that DVD over and over again until it stopped working. Like that's how much I loved it. I still have it. It just doesn't work now. And I always loved how Obi-Wan looked in that. And I've seen people do it, but it's not as much. And I felt like, yeah, that's something I'd like to do because I do like to be unique. I do like to be a bit, different than everyone else. That's why I'm not doing the film Wolverine. I'm doing like a classic one.
Nice.
Even though I've had it planned for over a year before they even announced the Wolverine Deadpool film. It's one of those that slowly just kept putting on the back burner, especially with Batman being such a passion thing for me. So when there's a new opportunity to do a new Batman, I jump on that. Like I'm
Good.
doing the Caped Crusader Batman as well
Oh,
now.
that was gonna be my next question.
Yeah.
I binged the heck out of that series when I was able to review it a couple of weeks
Yeah,
before it came
I
out,
saw
but
that.
I couldn't talk to anybody, and all I
Yeah.
wanted to do was talk to people
I
about
know.
this series. And when I was finally allowed to share my review, I was in San Diego for Comic-Con, and
Yeah.
everybody else back home that I wanted to speak to, they were asleep or they were just getting up in the morning
Yeah.
because of the time difference. But I loved the look of those suits. I loved the architecture in that show, the music
Yeah.
and the story, everything about it. And
I loved it.
I'm very happy that you are adding yet another
Yeah.
costume to
That
your collection.
that'll make 9 bat suits now at least.
You're going for the
Yeah.
whole month now.
Yeah.
I want to see those big pointy ears though. That's what I
I've
need to
been
see.
look somebody made a 3D model for casting of it, and I've asked all the guys that do it if they'd be willing to do it for me, but they're like they need multiple people to order it, and they're like you're literally the only person interested, and I'm like but why? It looks
Why?
fucking like it looks
Yeah,
gorgeous, you know?
I'll put in an order just for you. Just if that helps, I'll get my own
Yeah.
little cowl. I'll get my own bat ears.
Because the suit's easy, the suit's simple. It's like when I do my first appearance, Batman. I don't wear a muscle suit underneath. It's just me, because that's the look. It's like bulky but not defined, and that's how he looks in the actual
Yes,
cartoon.
yes.
It's different to the comics where they draw every individual muscle and shade everything in. So the suit is easy. It's just the cowl that I need to work out. And
Okay.
when we watched the show, it was me and my girlfriend. And when we watched the Catwoman episode, it was like literally, it felt like our kind of banter,
Yeah.
me being serious and her just making jokes and
There
making
we
fun of
go.
me.
It was there. It's meant to be the pair of you. Oh,
Exactly.
fantastic. But that show, well, you've got time. Apparently there is a second season going to be happening. So
Yes.
you've got time to get that suit sorted out. And
Definitely.
I think James would have to put a bit more muscle to become that version of Pennyworth, because Pennyworth in
Yeah.
that series was quite big,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
fantastically charming as well. I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely.
Oh, before we go, thank you so much for your time. I've got one last
Thank
question
you.
for you.
Go for it.
Where can people find you online, sir?
So I have my main thing is Instagram, so it's at WFMMK. I'm on TikTok as well. I'll be honest, I've been kind of lacking and slacking there. I haven't put anything up in a few months. I'd like to do it. It's very difficult to do anything that's worth my time as Batman because it doesn't work. Batman, you can't do silly dances. You can't make jokey videos too
There's
much.
no TikTok dancing on there with Batman, is
Exactly.
it?
No, it's not the best. I like to do short cinematic action scenes or stuff like that. It's very difficult because James doesn't want to do video. He's like, I do photos. So I've been trying to slowly bully him into doing video.
Come on, James.
Yeah. And it's something we're working towards. Like me and my partner, Jade, we're working towards doing a very ambitious project as Batman and Catwoman. It's
Okay.
not like a film. It's not like anything like that, but it's going to take a lot of technical work on the back end once we filmed stuff.
Okay.
and matching things up. I won't give anything away, but it's something we're working towards.
I like that. I like that. So yeah, so I will put a link to your Instagram so everybody can keep up to date with that. I've seen the photographs on there. I've seen some of the behind the scenes and the shorts. And there are a few little comedic reels that I've seen you post as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of that in the future. My last question for you, sir. I normally like to ask people, what does Superman mean to you? We'll follow up with that one. But first of all, Mo, what does Batman mean to you?
For me, Batman is justice, standing up for what's right, standing up for yourself, the people close to you, making sure nothing wrong or let's say dicey, is going around. Speak up, don't stay quiet, and try to be a good person, not only for yourself, but others as well. And just be a good person. Batman is about trying to be the best version of himself, and that's why Batman is who he is, and Bruce is the mask. Is you have to build yourself into the person you want to be, and that's what Batman stands for to me, and that's what I've done.
I love that. I love how you've took those two things and put that into your life. You've turned your life around with your health regime and your weight loss journey and this confidence that you've built over time to get to where you are today and where you will be in the future. I absolutely love that answer, Mo. You
Thank you.
can't answer that question incorrectly. I've had some fantastic answers over the years. But my follow-up to that one, now make sure this one's a good one.
Yes, I already thought of what I
Good
want to
boy. He
say.
does. Well done. What does Superman mean to you, Mo?
This one is very, very easy because I've had this thought a lot when it comes to Superman over the last few years, especially with the DCEU not matching what I expect of Superman. I believe Superman is, as he says, and that he's a symbol of hope. He's the person that when you see him, it fills you up with not only hope for you being safe, but the world being good. He's a symbol of good in people, in mankind, even though he's not part of mankind, but he's been raised by humans. So he is still part of mankind. It's the sense of being the best, kindest, most humble version of yourself. Because Superman, the real Superman in the comics, the original canon timeline, he could be a villain. He could destroy everything. He could rule the world as we've seen in Injustice. He could be a tyrant quite easily. But he chooses to be the Boy Scout. He chooses that. He's not being forced to. His parents didn't force him that way. They just taught him right from wrong. And he still followed the right, correct choices to be the person that when you see him, you feel happy. Even me right now, if I see Superman, it always brings a smile to my face because I'm like, yeah, that's Superman. He is good, And speaking because we just spoke about Batman, I believe Batman also stands for good, but Batman stands for good from the darker pathway. A bit more harsh, a bit more aggressive, a bit more stern. It's like the father who loves you but is very tough on you, tough love. While Superman is the unconditional love of, like somebody who adores you and wants you to be safe and happy.
Again, you can't answer that question incorrectly, but that was beautifully put. In
Thank you.
many years' time to come, I would love to sort of sit down when I'm in old man in his rocking chair, going back and listen back to all these podcasts. I want to release a book where I've got everybody's quotes of that question of what does Superman mean to you? Because every time he means something different to everybody. But I always get some
Definitely.
fantastic answers. But that was yet another beautiful one that I will add to my book that is yet to be published, buddy.
I'm
Mo,
looking forward to it.
thank you for everything. Thank you for being such a
Thank
wonderful
you.
friend. Thank you for meeting me at Portsmouth
You
Comic
too.
Con.
Of
We're going to
course.
meet up again in the future. But
Definitely.
you are a wonderful, positive keystone in the cosplay community. And I can't wait to see what you get up to in the future.
Thank
I'm
you.
looking forward to seeing your new photo shoots, what you get up to in Japan.
Definitely.
You can come back and get back on the podcast. We'll speak to James as well. That's going to
Yes.
be a great chat. But thank you for everything that you do, sir. And I'm sure our paths will cross again very soon.
Definitely. It must.
They must do. Yes. Buddy, take care of yourself, and we'll speak soon.
You too.